talking with Adele Vorwitz. She is one of our senior admissions counselors at Strategies for College. Hi, Adele. Why don't you tell us a little about what you do for the company and what brought you to us?
Hi, Kathy. Thank you. I have been with Strategies for College for a few years now and started my time as a school counselor. I worked in a high school, in a public large high school setting, and then I've worked in private schools, in K-12 through schools and international schools. And I saw what students and their families needed in order to have a full educational growth experience. And I wanted more time to focus on helping them transition from high school to beyond, usually college. When I had my kids and I wanted to move my work more to part-time, it was a natural transition to step into spending more time individually with specific families. I love seeing the transition when they move from high school to college. It's such an exciting time, and it can be really scary. And there are a lot of assets to consider: what's going to be right for the family and for the student, and where do they want to go and how are they going to get there? I love being part of that process.
Excellent. Well, we love having you here at Strategies. Do you want to talk a little bit about your areas of specialty?
I have a lot of experience helping students navigate international and non-traditional pathways. And that can mean looking for a really small college in America that has a lot of support, or a really large school that has a very specific chess team or something specific that they're looking for, or helping students go abroad, or having international students come to America and figuring out what the visa process is like and how do they get a cell phone and all of the little things that help make your educational transition successful. I also pair that with a really holistic look. My educational background is very focused on counseling. I was a psychology major in undergrad, and I did a counseling program, school counseling, in the education department at the University of Virginia. And I always keep it forefront that we have to think about our students and our families' well-being. If they're not feeling strong and safe and empowered in the process, then it's not going to get the successful outcome that we talk about. So remembering where students are personally and what they need in that moment is really important to keep the flow moving so that we don't have any surprises along the way.
Do you have a particular experience or a depth of experience with students that have had IEPs?
Yes, I do. I work closely with students to get their 504s and their IEPs and any other individualized education needs addressed in high school so that we can carry those plans really successfully onto college. I like to work with my families to contact the colleges even before students apply, just when they're researching what schools might be a good fit, so that we can contact the student support services in the colleges and the students can know when they're in high school what's going to be waiting for them, so that even before they step foot on campus, they know who to go and talk to. That person already knows their name. They can have meetings virtually before they even get there to ease that transition. It takes the level of stress off of the parents to know that there's someone on ground who's going to be looking out for their kid. And it takes the stress away from the student because they're going out somewhere where they've never met people before, to know that there are different steps that they can take and the scaffolding is already there for them is really helpful, very comforting.
I think different colleges have different levels of service, and some of it is lip service and some of it is actual help for the students. So do you keep kind of a good list depending on a student's interests?
It can vary so much based on the student. If they are looking to go into pre-med and need access to notes that someone else is taking in the class, absolutely, we can help set that up. If they're working with dyslexia and they need help from a writing center, then we'll find colleges that excel at their preferred area of study and have a really strong writing center so that they've got all those supports ready for them. We really try and match the students' interests and their own unique personality and what they're looking for with what the college is offering and can help support.
That's really great. So that intersection of all services I think when a student has particular needs, that just adds another intersection to consider. So we're very lucky to have you helping us with that process. And we sure hope you like the Strategies for College team and you stick with us.
Oh, it's wonderful. It is a joy to be able to help advocate for students and to have the trust of the students and the families and everyone on the Strategies team to be part of this process is wonderful.